Activists have long insisted that the terrorism case against two Albany residents in 2004 was more of a frame-up than a sting. The two were given 15-year federal prison sentences for their involvement in an alleged money laundering incident tied to the sale of a fake shoulder-fired missile. The local Muslim community is hosting an annual rally Saturday, the anniversary of the arrests. Yasin Aref and Mohammed Hossein were nabbed in a sting that drew national headlines in 2004. Aref, who had been imam at the Masjid As-Salam, and Hossein, a Central Avenue businessman, were convicted in 2006 after a trial that included testimony from an FBI informant, Shahed Hussein, a Capital Region resident who constructed the plot, according to FBI instructions. The men were arrested at a time when the shadow of 9/11 continued to fuel public fear. But Aref and Hussein were never forgotten by Albany advocates and activists like Lynn Jackson, who volunteers with the Muslim Solidarity Committee and the Capital District Commission Against Islamophobia.
The fact that these men were targeted really because of their religion, I find so un-American and appalling.
For years, supporters of the imam and the pizza maker tried to get the two released without success.
You know, just what a waste. He's been missed by his family and his wife and his children and the people at the Masjid As-Salam.
In 2014, Masjid As-Salam Mosque President Dr. Shamshad Ahmad told WAMC that despite trying all legal means,
from the day one, we knew that the hope of bringing them back here is almost nil.
Aref is incarcerated in Pennsylvania, now near the end of his prison term. Steve Downs is one of Aref's volunteer attorneys.
He's getting ready to leave in October and go back to Kurdistan. We're trying to make sure that he gets deported quickly. That was his desire, to get deported quickly rather than trying to fight and stay in the United States. I think he would rather go back to Kurdistan at this point and make a new life there. His kids are American citizens, so they will probably be, will certainly be, coming back to the United States from time to time.
Aref's daughter, Ala, was 9 when he was arrested. She says, in all, he has adapted to prison life and has maintained good spirit.
He's very well physically, and he appears to be also, like, mentally and spiritually very well. He's always laughing and joking, and overall, I think he's doing good. I mean, as well as you can do in a prison, of course. He's a very uplifting person. Even, like, when we see him, he's often the one, like, uplifting us rather than the other way around and telling us jokes and keeping us happy rather than the other way around. It's just his personality.
Downs says there are literally hundreds of cases similar to Aref Hossein involving entrapment as a result of fear of terrorism. In 2013, Aref's attorneys had found new evidence obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request that Aref had been misidentified by the FBI. The basis for an appeal was that government officials had mistaken Aref for an Al-Qaeda operative.
Although he never said anything that was violent, never said anything that suggested that he was prone to violence or to terrorism, they nonetheless went after him and convicted him and locked him up. And then only much later, 3 or 4 years later, after he was convicted and locked up, we learned that there was a Al-Qaeda bomb maker named Mohammed Yassin who had blown himself up in Gaza.
That appeal was denied. Saturday at 5:30, the Masjid As-Salam Mosque hosts its annual rally, dinner, and program marking the anniversary of Aref's arrest. Jean Finley calls herself a supporter and friend.
As the old song says, what a long, strange trip it's been. It's not quite over yet because Mohammed Hossein, of course, is not going to be released until 2020. And he is the other half of this terrible case. No one is the same. The world isn't the same. The community isn't the same. The individuals aren't the same. But the result is that it's almost over.
Meantime, Ala is preparing for the trip to her father's native Kurdistan.
Of course, we don't know when my father will be deported, so I don't know how long I'm going to be there for. I want to stay there to especially support my mom until I feel like she's okay.
Have you ever been there before?
I've never been there, no.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.